In Iraq today, American troops launched new attacks around the northern city of Mosul aimed at insurgents threatening to disrupt this month's elections. Mosul has become one of Iraq's most violent battlegrounds. The city's police force collapsed last November during an insurgent offensive. And now, U.S. troops and the local Iraqi government are relying on Kurdish fighters to fill the security vacuum. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports, the alliance with the Kurds is aggravating tensions in the ethnically mixed city.
It's barely an hour's drive from the relatively safe Kurdish strongholds of northern Iraq to Mosul, the largest city in the region. But when Kurdish security forces make this short trip, they are tense and serious.
That's the dangerous part. It's not verified. Our headquarters is near. The dangerous part is on the left side.
Sadi Ahmed Pire is the chief of operations in Mosul for the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, one of Iraq's two main Kurdish parties. Thanks in part to the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters who aim their assault rifles from the windows and gun turrets of escort vehicles, Pire has survived four direct attacks, including two ambushes by bombers on this same stretch of highway.
The second time they used detonation per remote control. I think we left the place 1 minute before. Two of my Peshmergas injured.
Pire has overseen the deployment of thousands of Kurdish National Guards and Peshmerga along the highway into eastern Mosul. It's an effort to replace the city's police force, which collapsed during an insurgent offensive 2 months ago. Most of the policemen deserted, surrendering weapons and, in some cases, joining the insurgents.
No, we have no police today. Can you imagine a city with 1.7 million population without police?
Today, gun battles between insurgents and American troops have become so common here that they don't even affect nearby traffic. The Tigris River divides Mosul in half. The city's eastern bank includes Kurdish and Christian communities. The western side of the river, however, is mainly Arab. That includes neighborhoods that were built by Saddam Hussein's government for tens of thousands of Iraqi army officers and members of the ruling Ba'ath Party. Some of these districts are essentially under the control of the insurgents. To cross the river and get to the heavily fortified governor's mansion on the west bank, plain-clothed Kurdish agents hid a foreign journalist in the back of an unmarked car and sped on a winding route through the city. Governor Dureid Kashmula inherited the job from his cousin, who was assassinated last year. He spoke sitting under a photo of his 19-year-old son, murdered by insurgents 4 months ago. Throughout the interview, Kashmula's translator did not remove the ski mask covering his face for fear of being identified by insurgent spies. We must have the elections in Mosul on January 30th, the governor said. Some people may be too afraid to vote, but if we delay the elections, he added, it will be a victory for the terrorists. Though the governor is an Arab, he has joined Kurdish, Christian, and Turkmen political parties on the ballot for city elections. Now these Kurdish Peshmerga in improvised uniforms provide security for the governor.
Peshmerga.
Later, truckloads of Peshmerga fired shots in the air to clear traffic from the road during the white-knuckle race across the bridge to the east of the city. In this urban battleground, the Kurds are closely allied with the U.S. military, sharing intelligence and conducting joint operations. These American soldiers on foot patrol called out greetings in Kurdish when they walked past a Peshmerga base. Increasingly, the insurgents have been targeting Mosul's Kurds. 2 months after insurgents killed her husband in the street in broad daylight, this Kurdish woman and her son are still dressed in funeral black.
All our neighbors saw what happened, but none of them would help us move my husband's body out of the street. One of my sons fled to Kurdistan after the terrorists threatened to kill him. I want to go there too.
Kurdish officials say over the last year, insurgents have killed at least 320 Kurdish civilians and 48 fighters in Mosul. There are no reliable estimates for the number of Arab dead. At a Peshmerga base, these battle-scarred Kurdish gunmen bragged about the number of Arab fighters they had killed in battle.
Because we're fighting brave, not like Arabs, the coward.
As they spoke, an insurgent mortar exploded in the distance.
You heard that?
The battle for this city is still far from over. Ivan Watson, NPR News in northern Iraq.